Look here. That's what a tight end does. That's what I do. What people say, I can't. I can't, you know, take people's words or put them in their mouth. That's what they say. That's what they think. But I prove otherwise.
How's this process so far? I mean, I know they're throwing a lot of stuff at you. Do you feel like your head's swimming a little bit?
It's fun. I mean, it's challenging. Of course your head's swimming. I think I had a migraine 30 seconds after we started going over the playbook. But it's to learn new things. And once you grasp it, you can do it full speed. You understand why they're coaching you so hard.
Eric, is that a watch on your wrist?
Yeah. Nike time.
Mm-hmm. Saw you wearing that at a practice. I mean, what, you know, not a lot of players wear a watch. Why is that?
I'm different. Just something I do. I said that meeting number one.
Yeah. So. Back to, you know, you said your head was swimming a little bit, but when you see that playbook and you start getting into it, can you just see the possibilities opening up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be incredible. And I mean, you know, I'll work my way into the starting position eventually, maybe this year, next year, you know, however it goes. Definitely, you know, getting the opportunity to play beside Pettigrew, Calvin, and Reggie, and Golden Tate, and all those guys. You can see how the playbook and my position can open up the voids and the areas where those guys can shine by just, you know, the attention that I'll receive.
When do you start catching passes like with the veterans? Staff, or maybe you've done that.
Oh, we do it too. We've already started doing it. Yeah, we've done it previously.
What's that like?
It's fun. It's when you line up beside Calvin Johnson and he asks you, he'd be like, "You good?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm good." But you're still shaking because you're lining up beside Calvin Johnson. But it's fun, man. It's fun to you know, and to know, you know, touch bases with people like that and understand, you know, where they're from and their personalities, not just think that they're superhuman, but they're human too. It works.
Were you really good?
I was really good. I was standing beside Calvin Johnson in a play. I'm really good.
When and where was that?
Oh, that was, what's today? Friday. We're going to keep track of it. We in rookie minicamp.
Doesn't have a date on your calendar.
Nah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it does. Friday, well, I think it was Wednesday when we were running. They come in, leave before 12. They were here, and we were going over plays. And Coach Prince trusted me, just threw me in there to go in there and do what I do.
How does Stafford's passes compare to guys you played with before?
I don't know. He hasn't let it rip yet, and you can tell. But I'm waiting for it. That NFL ball is deceiving too, so I'm waiting for it to come.
Given the number of responsibilities a tight end has and all the spots you line up mm-hmm. in the field, is it even more overwhelming the amount you have to learn compared to maybe some of the other guys?
Definitely. I think, you know, comparing a tight end is like comparing a quarterback, except you just don't have to do drop backs and call out. I mean, it's like quarterback, then it's like tight end, and terms of knowing information and things you have to know on a football field. So I mean, it is incredible. It is crazy. You know, sometimes insane. But you gotta do it. It's part of your job.
I'm sure you try to stay humble and all that stuff. But do you get the feeling out here that, you know, all these other rookies are maybe looking up to you at all?
You can just tell. I mean, it's a vibe you get that everybody, you know, looks for you to say something or looks for you to do things like that. But everybody takes their own lead. But you just have to, you know. You just have to stay confident in yourself and your abilities that, you know, if you always do the right things, that they'll follow through, too.
Aren't the veterans still expecting you to come in and play a role, though, too? I mean, you're not here to be an understudy, here to play.
Right. I've talked to some, and some, you know, believe that, you know, to be a first-round pick, you know, you're not here to sit the bench and, you know, cheerlead. You're here to produce, to come in and help us win. And, I mean, they don't have to say it. Sometimes you can just see it on their faces or when they talk to you. You know, not everybody, you know, not a veteran doesn't come up and say what's up to everybody or introduce themselves. You can just tell that they have respect for you and the things that that you think that you can accomplish. They want the same thing.
Eric, have you signed your contract yet? Or do you
no.
Have any idea when that might be done?
That's up to the Lions organization and my agent. I don't do that.
Have you met with Brandon Pettigrew at all yet?
Huh? Brandon Pettigrew. Oh, yeah. Well, Lockers is the same. I mean, every time he come in, he'd be like, "What's up, dog?" And I'd be like, "What's up, bro?"
You expect to get that contract done short term?
Whenever it gets done. I don't – like I said, that's not up to me. I signed my – I could play. That's how I can play football. I don't care.
Eric, you've been
Did you go to some local rib joint the other night here? I read something. You went out for ribs or something. Was out. That's not it. Easy.
Okay. Nah. No? Wrong Twitter. Okay. Somebody tweeted it. Nah.